If you want something from somebody who's powerful, if you think of what they need, what their interests are, what they lack, then you've got a good proposal. If you, in your proposal, and you're asking for them to do something for you, if what you're offering is to save them time, to make it so it's not so exhausting, you can organize something for them, that'll have a lot of power, that'll have a lot of impact, because that's in everybody's self-interest today.
Law 40, Despise the Free Lunch. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
My friends call me Barter Simpson. I've talked about it before. I barter a lot of things and do free both ways. It's something that I need to stop. So I guess let's just start with, why is free so often the most expensive mistake in business?
Well, I tell you, a lot of times, so people often want to work for me. They offer their services. They say, Robert, you don't need to pay me. Okay, I'll work for free. All right. And the idea is nothing ever comes free in this world. Nobody ever gives you something free. Now, there is an exception to that. Your mother probably loved you, not always, probably loved you, not expecting anything in return, but usually, you know, even mothers do expect something in return. So even their love is not often totally free. But nobody gives you anything for free. They're wanting something in return. And it's a trick where they're thinking that if they offer their services for free, you're going to go, okay, that's great. And you're not going to pay attention to the fact that they're after something else from you, right? And so it's always better to pay people and pay them well for their services. So if you're generous with your money, if you show that you're not niggly, you're not a powerful person, feels confident in their wealth, feels confident in their resources, feel confident in the time that they have. And so they give that generously to other people. Being tight with your money, not wanting to pay your employees well, is a terrible, terrible quality, and it will bite you in the end. So I always tell you, maybe you don't give them credit for everything. Maybe you keep them a little bit on their toes, but you pay them well, right? You treat them well. They feel comfortable. They have food. They have an apartment. They have living expenses, okay? And you don't want to make them feel insecure about that. So being cheap with your money is very, very dangerous. It's a signal of weakness, okay? But on the other hand, when people are offering their services, they come to you saying, I want it for free. I say, forget about that. There's a ploy there. They're after something. But if somebody comes to you and says, Robert, I really want to work for you. I think I could be a really great researcher. And this is what I'm worth. And then you see that they have some experience and you try them out and you pay them, that's going to be a good relationship moving forward, right?
In short, you need skin in the game for team building, for partnerships,
yeah,
for anything.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I'm going to remember that.
Does it ever make sense to give away something free strategically or never?
Give me an example.
You're a brand owner and you believe in your product so much. And let's just say you're a mass market product. You say, hey, I'm going to give you this t-shirt for free.
Oh, well, people are doing that all the time. That's a brilliant marketing tool. Yeah.
So is this more from a human perspective? Because humans ultimately at the core have a dark side per what you said versus a business strategy or a product, which obviously the product has no.
Well, if you're the buyer of the product, you should be a little bit wary that they're giving it to you for free because they're going to come after you now. I gave you my book for free. Maybe I'm after something. Maybe I'm after you being kind of gentle with me and having a good interview. So you have to be a little bit wary of that free gift.
Guys, Robert gave me a beautiful limited edition 48 Laws of Power where you flick the pages. It's his face on one. What was the other face? Machiavelli, was it?
Machiavelli.
Machiavelli is beautiful. I'm going to post that on the internet and give some distribution and
you see?
Hopefully sell you some books.
Well, it's already...
You don't need to sell any books, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
I want to go into another law in conjunction with Despise the Free Lunch. When asking for help, appealing to self-interest, never to mercy. What is kind of the biggest lesson for power behind that?
Well, if you want something from somebody who's powerful, let's say you want them to fund your movie or whatever, you go to them. And you go, you know, I kind of helped you out a little bit in the past once before. Or my brother worked for you and did a really great job. Can I get some help now for my project? Almost saying you You deserve it because you did something for them in the past. Terrible, terrible approach. Terrible, the worst approach. Nobody wants to feel like they owe you anything, all right? And nobody really feels much gratitude. But the smart approach is you want funding for that movie or for a project. You do some research. And I tell you, research in any business before you approach somebody for a job or anything is absolutely essential. I find out this is something that he needs. He's always been trying to break into the movie business. He hasn't been successful, okay? All right, I'm going to package this as a way where I'm going to give you credit as a producer on this picture. I'm going to let you have this perk or that perk, or you'll get to meet Sydney Sweeney or whoever it is, right? Whatever their self-interest is, whatever they need, whatever they don't have, if you think about what they need, what their interests are, what they lack, then you've got a good proposal. I'll tell you, when you're in a position of weakness, you're starting out and you're approaching powerful people, okay? What is the self-interest that kind of ties most powerful people together? They don't have enough time. They are too busy. We all know that. You know that. I know what that's like. Too many things going on. Too many people asking for favors. Too many projects. Too many things going on. Never have enough time. If you, in your proposal, and you're asking for them to do something for you, if what you're offering is to save them time, to make it so it's not so exhausting, you can organize something for them, that'll have a lot of power. That'll have a lot of impact because that's in everybody's self-interest today.
I would say save time and attention. Those are the two kind of biggest things that people want. And what's really interesting about what you just said, when you are going and appealing to somebody's self-interest as the asker, you have the ability to control the unit economics where your ask could be pennies on a dollar for what I actually want. Case in point, an example is, you know, you mentioned that I'd want to be in a movie. You want $2 million from me? I could say, I've always wanted to be an author. Robert, I'm a huge fan. Why don't you let me write the foreword? What's the reality? How much does the foreword cost? It costs you nothing. It's obviously real estate in your book. I have no economic participation, but I'm making no money. You're getting your $2 million. So you can really arbitrage making money through being super strategic in the favor. Tap into, I always say all the time that you have to understand and know like your bullets in the chamber. You know, you're a basketball fan. Who do I know that's a basketball player that I can introduce you to?
Yeah,
stuff like that.
That's my weakness. If you wanted me to give it, you had some ask from me and you said, Robert, I can introduce you to Kobe Bryant when he was still alive or whomever, I'd be eating out of your hand.